The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
There was a fascinating piece in the Irish Times over the weekend by Professor Ian Robertson, the neuropsychologist and author of How Confidence Works, about toxic overconfidence. Ian Robertson, who possibly could you be talking about?
Isn't he remarkable? And he's a brilliant, we're talking about Donald Trump, of course, and of course he is the epitome of that. And look where it's leading us to this week.
Well, hopefully not. Not hopefully as bad as it could possibly get.
I hope not.
Right. Hopefully we'll be proven wrong and that he'll back off. But just define for us toxic overconfidence. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, first of all, let me just quickly explain what confidence is. Confidence is the belief that you can do something and that if you do that thing, the outcome you want is more likely. And that's the, if you like, the normal confidence. It's doing something that you're not certain you can do. You do it and you get an incredibly powerful boost to your reward system by achieving something in spite of anxiety, in spite of uncertainty. But that's about small goals. That's about getting through life. That's about grit. And that kind of confidence is incredibly powerful. It really leads to success and better performance because of its effects on the brain. However, one of the effects of confidence is to make you more persuasive. Because if you're confident in the external manifestation of it, other people give you status and listen to you.
You can persuade people to come along with you, is it?
Yeah, that's right. And that's, if you like, so it's very easy to fake the externals of confidence. And it's very easy to pretend knowledge or skills or abilities that actually, are objectively, you don't have. But the awful and wonderful thing about confidence is once you get into the position of being able to get people to listen to you and do what you want, that actually generates its own success. But it can be quite a malign success because it, if you like, it's faked. And that's why we can have influencers who pretend a medical understanding, who sell terrible skin products to teenagers, for example, or people who profess an understanding of immunology and then makes all sorts of statements about vaccination that are wrong. So we live in a world where it's possible to pump yourself up, fake confidence, and get huge benefits as a result of that.
But could it also be, Ian, it strikes me that a lot of people who are extremely confident, sometimes they get lucky and things work out for them.
Exactly.
But they think it's because of their own brilliance rather than actually acknowledging external circumstances such as luck. And then they come to believe that everything that they do will be a success. At what stage can that overconfidence turn toxic?
Well, ask Napoleon, ask Hitler, ask Vladimir Putin, and we hope eventually ask Trump, because that kind of toxic overconfidence, which you beautifully described there, and that dynamic leads, what does that lead to in the brain? It leads to narcissism, it leads to a complete lack of empathy, so that you start underestimating your opponents. It leads to a lack of self-monitoring, so you don't realize how ridiculous you look and how ridiculous the things you're saying are. And that blinds you to the world. But the power you hold means you have sycophants around you whose careers depend on sucking up to this bloated and distorted image of yourself. And it becomes a self-perpetuating bubble until it bursts.
Well, indeed, I'm sort of detached from reality, because it often has struck me, Ian, can it be with some of these people that secretly, deep down, they know they're engaged in this most gigantic bluff, which is why they surround themselves with sycophants to reinforce their belief that they are right. But it may reach a tipping point at which they forget that they've been engaged in a bluff, and they have become so overconfident, they actually do believe everything that they say, and they do believe that every action they take is the correct one.
I think you've got that in a nutshell, Matt. So Donald Trump's biographer said that when this was many years ago, before he was president the first time, said interviewing him, Trump said to him one time, he said, "I don't like to look at myself. I don't like to think about myself too much because I might not like what I see." And that was this rare kind of glimmer into a kind of semi-subconscious awareness that he was doing stuff that he realized that in some part of his brain, maybe because of his mother wasn't a psychopath, his father probably was. But now, here he is in the middle of a press conference, suddenly looking up, apropos nothing, looking at the sky dreamily and saying, "I think I'm the chosen one." So he's getting really these dangerous delusions. All tyrants start to believe they're godlike. And then they feel omnipotent, they feel all-powerful, they feel all-knowing. So that, what are these? And the other thing that he said to New York Times was, he said, "Globally, there are no constraints on me except my own mind and my own morals." Well, we know the man's kind of short on morals, so that means there are no constraints on them. That means he is the law. And who is that but God? So he thinks he's God, and I do believe you're right. I believe he's now in a deluded state where he actually feels he can do and say literally anything.
Why is it that so many people fall for this and support it? What does it say about people who believe in those who display toxic overconfidence? And I nearly said toxic masculinity, which you would approve, Andrew Tate as an example.
Yeah.
Somebody like Elon Musk as well. What is it about Trump, Musk, Tate, which means they get these supporters who are just always believing?
Celebrity is... why do people want to be beside celebrity? Why do people, you know, crowd round famous people? Because there's this primitive instinct to get, if you can be near them, if you can touch them, you'll get a bit of the mana. So it's like, I want a bit of that. So if you're a follower, even one of a 30 million US followers of Trump, you're probably have not felt very good about yourself or your life before Trump came along, and suddenly your life objectively is probably no better, maybe worse in fact, but you're getting a bit of this celebrity mana, which is basically a lift of your self-esteem and a kind of little bit of mood lifting, anxiety reducing, motivating power, ersatz confidence, that confidence you get from contact someone who's super confident, if you to the extent that you identify with them, then you become have a little bit of that stuff, and that has biological effects in your brain. That's like a mini antidepressant, a mini motivator. It makes you more persuasive and even makes you a little bit smarter because of the increased dopamine in your prefrontal cortex.
Let's come back to these overconfident individuals or celebrities. Are they nearly always men rather than women? Because I've given you just a short list: Trump, Musk, Tate, and I can't immediately think of any women who should actually be on that list.
No, you're absolutely right. There are women. There are women influencers on the web who are becoming very rich by, you know, pretending. But usually they're, most of the time, well, some of them are pretending abilities or knowledge that they don't have, but yes, it's largely men for the same reason that, or it's a similar cause that means that most, it's mainly men who are compulsive gamblers. It's mostly men who are in prison for violence. You know, men have this competitive hunger that, when thwarted, can feel very painful, and that's why the Andrew Tates of this world can make men who feel, if you like, thwarted, you feel inferior when they want to feel superior. That's the other thing about toxic confidence, is it's a kind of confidence that you get from beating other people, from being better than other people, or feeling you're better than other people. It's a kind of competitive confidence that makes it very, but that's very vulnerable and fragile, because there's always someone better than you. So yeah, so you're constantly having to fight the anxiety that maybe you're not the best. And so it's like drug addiction. It's you're in a hiding to nothing. You can never really rest assured. You need more and more to try and keep yourself in position. And that's been true of Trump. I mean, he's so thin-skinned. He's even now pursuing anyone who dared cross him. And he's using the Justice Department to get revenge on them. Because anyone who has crossed him, it's a threat to this grossly, grotesquely deformed ego that he has. As a result of, you know, he wasn't a good businessman. He, as you well know, Matt, he failed. Most of his businesses failed. But he got a big bailout, you know, from the Deutsche Bank, from sources that, you know, are very, very dubious indeed, and may explain his affinity to.
Well, let's not go into what he would probably call as the Russia hoax and any of those, what he would describe as conspiracy theories. But a couple of things. As a neuropsychologist, and this may be slightly different from what you've written about in this Irish Times piece, which prompted us to ask you to join us on the programme. But his speech patterns are present. The continued rambling, the incoherency of much of what he's saying, and then the early morning Truth social media posts that we get. What is that telling you as an observer? And I know you're not doing, you know, sort of sit down with him for substantive analysis, but from what you can see from his many public displays, what do you think is going on in his head?
He has always been a disinhibited man without moral constraints and without who has essentially... He's a man who, with a different background, would have been in jail. You know, he honestly is a bit of a hood.
Yeah, but Ian, isn't he consistently getting worse at the moment? Isn't this something for us really to be fearful of? That the man with the access to the nuclear codes seems to be getting even more wild and incoherent in his behaviour.
Absolutely right. And what I cannot tell you is to what extent that is a new neurodegenerative condition and to what extent that is the neurological effects of unlimited power on a human brain. We have very, very few studies of the effects of power like that. Many powerful people have gone a bit crazy, because if there are no constraints on you, if you can do anything you want, then you don't care what people think of what you're saying or how you're saying it. So normally normally most of us go through our lives and there is a bit of an audience there where, you know, we take care of what we say. We anticipate, well, I better not say that, because, or some of us, maybe after a few pints, maybe some of us will just blurb our thoughts out rather incoherently in a kind of drunken way. Well, if you've no constraints, there is nothing, there are no inhibitions on you preventing you doing that. So Trump doesn't care. He can say anything and do anything. He was tweeting in the middle of the night in his first presidency as well. And so I am very cautious about saying the man is suffering from some degenerative condition.
Okay.
But what I can say for sure is his brain is hugely further distorted and damaged by the lack of any constraints or inhibition.
One final thing, Ian, I'm anticipating that there are lots of messages coming in, as have accused me previously of suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And I suspect they'll be saying that you are too because of this. What do you make of the people who show blind loyalty to Donald Trump and who, when they hear what we've just been discussing or similar reports, immediately try to dismiss it by using what Trump himself uses, the phrase, "Oh, you're just suffering from Trump derangement syndrome"?
Well, diagnose me. Here is a man who just today said he was planning to erase a civilization. He was planning to bomb the desalination plants, the power plants, and bomb a country of 90 million people into the Stone Age. If regarding that as disordered, dangerous, terrible behavior in the most powerful man in the world, then yes, I have Trump derangement syndrome.
Thank you, Ian Robertson.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.